let's get it how we live. That's why we did what we did when I lost my city. Almost lost my mind. In and out of hotels, feel like I'm doing time. Please, Mr. Officer, don't shoot, cause I ain't eating this. I was stuck up on that roof, ain't trying to make an excuse, but they running from the truth. We know they blew them levers, man, but we ain't got no proof. Whatever they do, I can't turn my back. I was bone righteous, so righteous where I'm at. Send them troops home, let daddy this ain't Iraq. And tell FEMA we gon' need more than 10 stacks. Wherever you at, St. Bernard to the Cali, yo. One time, do it big for De Niro. H-Town all the way to the A. We appreciate the love, but my people can't stay. We the men's way.
This is the Being Nature Only Radio Show.
Here on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford.
Tufts.
Freeform.
Radio.
Educational.
Radio.
Family.
Radio.
Life.
Radio. Radio.
Wednesday. No, Thursday.
It's Thursday. Welcome,
Thursday morning.
Welcome to Thursday, y'all.
Welcome to Thursday.
We're ringing in right. Thursday, April 25th.
Anything special happened Thursday, April 25th?
Yeah, Lily's going to go to a Red Sox game.
Oh. Are you going to a Red Sox game?
Yes, I'm taking my entire Frisbee team to a Red Sox game.
Oh, that's the thing with the 40 tickets I got sent to your house.
Yeah.
That's a good story.
The first song you listened to was We Made It Through That Water by the Free Agents Brass Band. That's off of the Treme soundtrack. Treme's a show on HBO, or was a show on HBO. It's really cool, set in New Orleans. My parents watched it when I was little and played the soundtrack all the time, so I grew up listening to the Treme soundtrack.
I never watched Treme, although I know
I haven't watched it either. I mean eventually
I know
maybe.
One of the people in it is the guy who plays Bunk on The Wire. I don't know if you've watched The Wire.
I haven't watched The Wire.
It's
Wire,
a great television show. See, ringing endorsement of The Wire. Probably the best show ever.
My list of old TV shows I have to watch: 6 Feet Under, Sopranos.
Oh, 6 Feet Under is a great show.
Wire, The Wire, Treme.
Sopranos currently 6 episodes from the finale.
Nice.
Benny River shout out. We got to maybe watch an episode tonight.
I think this summer maybe is my summer of catching up on all TV that I've never seen.
That's a good
idea.
But
also I could also spend it doing other things. So
Game of Thrones is happening?
Yep, Game of Thrones is happening.
That's crazy.
I really like the last
episodes. I haven't watched them yet.
All right, well.
And I need to.
But we'll talk about Game of Thrones next week.
I don't know. We'll see what happens. Hopefully I'll have time at some point. It'll probably end up being an after finals situation, mm-hmm. me catching up on Game of Thrones. But that's okay.
Yeah.
That's the plan.
Nice.
We were almost done here at Tufts, and the radio, I'm sure, will change a little bit in a little.
We'll probably get a new time, but we're sticking around.
We're gonna be here
for the summer.
But I'm talking to all those listeners who, you know, if they maybe have a favorite show of some studente who does a good job, it might no longer be there. Times are gonna change. Things will be different.
It's gonna be warm.
Probably next week's our last show of the semester, I would imagine.
Mm-mm.
There's another week after that, but I don't.
I'm gonna be here.
You'll be? Are you? You will be here.
I won't
be here, so you can do it without me.
I have one final. We'll see.
My last thing's on Wednesday, and I was planning on leaving that day.
Nice.
But I may leave in the morning. But
cool. In terms of Red Sox, going to the Red Sox game today. The Red Sox this past day night, they crushed Detroit like 11-4 or something.
Who pitched?
I don't know. I was just catching the end of it. It was a relief pitcher, and by that point,
gotcha. Well, they're playing a little better. The Metsies took the L today. They played a good first two games of the series against the Phils. Last night, this reliever, little used reliever named Jacob Rame, threw a 100 mile an hour pitch at Rhys Hoskins' head.
Yeah,
he got unhappy about that, but it was definitely just his lack of control.
Yeah,
because he's bad at baseball, and then he threw another one up near his head, and the bench was cleared. It was a whole thing, and then today, the Phillies crushed the Mets, and Rhys Hoskins hit a ninth inning home run off of Jacob Rame, and then he walked around the bases.
We don't like
it's
to
very
hear
disrespectful.
This. Don't like to hear this.
And it's gonna. I'm feeling. But you know what? There's gonna be some good brawl action. I'm ready for it. I'm ready for the brawl.
I'm here for brawl action.
I'm ready for the rivalry to be reignited. The Mets Phillies rivalry.
There we go. Love the rivalries. Love some tension between teams.
Love some good tension.
We
got some more music going on.
Yeah, we got some more music going on. Here we go.
How dare you? How dare you? How dare you? seen you looking so bad, my funky one. You tell me that your super fine mind has come undone. Any major dude with half a heart surely will tell you, my friend. Any minor world that breaks apart falls together again. When the demon is at your door, in the morning it won't be there no more. Any major dude will tell you. Any major dude will tell you. Squawks tears, well look at mine. The people on the street have all seen better times. Any major dude with half a heart surely will tell you, my friend. Any minor world that breaks apart falls together again. When the demon is at your door, in the morning it won't be there. No. To do. You can
but I know that I'll be happier, and I know you will too. Said I know that I'll be happier, and I know you will too.
Cause I know that I'll be happy. but they won't be fixing it. They'll lie and get lazy. They can be driving you crazy. It's really not the kind of home. It's really not the kind of home. It's just as nice as I could. It's my job would somehow be finished by Friday. Well, the whole damn weekend came and went, Frankie.
Want to buy some acid, Bob?
You know what? They didn't do nothing. But then they charged me double for Sunday. Well, you know, no matter what you say or do, they're gonna cheat and rob you. And they'll send you a bill that'll get your senses reeling. And if you do not pay, they got computer collectors. Can't even find my heart. And then it gets you so crazy till your head goes through the ceiling.
Do some talking over Wilco right here.
Food Not Bombs is a loose-knit group of independent collectives serving free vegan and vegetarian food to others. Food Not Bombs recovers and shares free vegan or vegetarian food with the public without restriction in over 1,000 cities around the world to protest war, poverty, and the poverty and the destruction of the environment. Each group is independent and invites everyone to participate in making decisions for their local chapter using the consensus process.
Food Not Bombs is dedicated to taking non-violent direct action to change society so no one is forced to stand in line to eat at a soup kitchen, expressing a commitment to the fact that food is a right and not a privilege. Food Not Bombs has an organization in Boston, and for more information, visit foodnotbombs.net. And yeah, we're just telling you that here at 91.5 Tufts WMFO, Medford Freeform, awesome educational radio. I always do that every time I do a station ID. I really enjoy the whole station ID thing, so I just keep going with it, you know?
Yeah.
What have we heard, Lil? We've heard a bunch of songs. Do you want to talk about
them?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I love that song. so, we're doing some... We're not doing entirely throwbacks, but, like, a little bit more.
Shout out Stephen Myers, who called me out. If you're listening, yeah. Stephen Ross Myers, Mr. Callout, heard that we listened to Tame Impala and decided to get angry about it. But that's okay.
So, what we heard was... after we heard Free Agents Brass Band to open up the set, we had Blue Orchid from the White Stripes.
It's a classic. That's a throwback.
Yeah,
look at that
throwback. That's definitely a throwback. That's more than...
Certified throwback.
That's like almost 15 years ago, so...
That's a throwback.
Steely Dan with Any Major Dude Will Tell You.
That is definitely a throwback. 70s. I know a throwback
we
when I've seen one.
A couple things from the decade of 1970. Mind Games by John Lennon.
That's 70s. That's gotta be 70s,
that's
70s, right?
That's 73. Eventually from Tame Impala, which is
not a throwback. That's fine though.
But that's fine. They're coming up with new music, so like kind of a throwback.
Yeah.
A couple years
sure.
ago.
Sure.
My Iron Lung by Radiohead. A classic.
Throwback at this point. Been a while.
Definitely a throwback at this point. That's like 90s.
Yeah, late 90s.
And then we had Flakes by Frank Zappa. I thought of that song because our toilet was broken this morning.
Oh no.
But then we put in a work order and it was fixed immediately. Love Tufts.
Good on ya, Tufts.
Tufts?
Good
Tufts
on ya.
Work orders, honestly.
That's no fun. I don't like when
they work so well.
Unless you have egg on your window. I'm going to tell a story real quick to the people on the radio.
Okay, we're going to hear a story.
Flashback to October of 2017. Scott Einsiedler, great man, sitting in our suite in Haskell Hall on the third floor. I'm sitting in my room. He runs in. He's like freaking out. I'm like, what's going on? He's like, I just heard an explosion. I thought a bomb went off. I looked up and there were eggs all over our window. And I walked out and a man in a gray sweatshirt was running away from the scene. And we chased after him. We ran out. We couldn't find the man. And there was just a large amount of egg on our window. And we were like, what the heck? And we put in a work order. And the people came, they took one look at it, and they were like, yeah, we're not fixing this. And they left. And we were like, because they didn't want to pay for the window cleaning people to like have to come. And so we were like, okay, that's just how this is going to be for however long. So we spent the entire year living in that suite, not able to see out of our living room window because it was covered in caked, rotting egg. And it was just a bad experience. Whoever threw that egg, it's still an open investigation.
Oh, my God. I think this is the funniest story.
If we find you, there will be consequences. And...
Yeah, get ready.
Yeah. Tufts did not come through on that one, but that's okay. That was a hard... I'm okay with that. That's a tough work order. That's an expensive work order for something very not that important.
Right.
Except it was really annoying not being able to see out of our window.
No, ours have been like, our toilet doesn't fill up with water.
Yeah, no, that's one you might want to fix.
Or like, the handle fell off of our front door.
Oh, that's also one you might want to fix.
Like, honestly, there's been so many things that have just like fallen apart in the suite, but they fix it immediately. Like, I swear to God, within
like the best landlord
hours.
In the world.
Putting
in a work order if you're just a renter is just, hey, can you please fix this?
And then you just
hope against hope that they actually do at some point. And if you never press them on it, our bathroom tiles have been broken and have been like all over our bathroom for like months because we just haven't pressed them on it more than twice. But if it's something really important, like the microwave breaks permanently, then you end up getting a fix because you press them on it. But yeah, Tufts is a good landlord.
Tufts is a good landlord. Charges too much, but
rent
okay.
Rent's expensive, but it's fine.
Yeah,
makes it up with quality. What do we got? We got anything coming up?
We got like a couple songs coming up. Yeah, we got some stuff coming up, man.
We got some stuff coming up. We're gonna play some music.
Yeah.
All right.
What you're hearing in the background right now is Spider's Kid Smoke by Wilco. Good song. Off of A Ghost Is Born. Probably my favorite Wilco album.
Really? I'm not in agreement, but it's a great album. I would say I love Sky Blue Sky.
Interesting. Oh, I'm not on board with that.
That's okay. That's fine with me.
All right, let's listen to the song a bit, and then we'll switch it up.
All right. Sounds good.
Peace. To be alone. Physical. Spin your body around, you know the way I like. Sugar babe, take me to the moon, 'cause I'm feeling right. Call me when you're holding it down, yeah, we'll come around. Baby, if I'm holding a drink, it doesn't mean anything.
Baby girl, you don't gotta see me any other night. Step ahead of your other guys. Thinking I might be your reason to call me up. Baby, don't roll me up. Yeah, 'cause I like it, I like it. So baby, don't roll me up. Baby, don't roll me up.
Sugar.
To call me up, baby, don't call me up. Yeah, 'cause I like you, 'cause I like you. So baby, don't call me up, baby, don't call me up. Keep thinking I will be your reason to call me up.
You have girlfriends,
children.
You picking on me?
No, why
should I?
Why are you picking on me?
Why would I do that? Now, let me ask you this question. Do you have any friends?
Why are you picking on me?
Shut up and sit down! Don't pick on me! Sit down!
Short attention span, a little patience. I like innocence. grass of Sammy Davis. Opposites attract, I swear we a magnet. Don't be fucking up your scholarship, I can't help you with grants. Words in my... Oh, hey, I like Hennessy and record players, Teddy Pendergrass and Sammy Davis. Opposites attract, I swear we a magnet. Don't be fucking up your scholarship, I can't help you with grants. Word to my father, my word and my boss is about all that I honor. As God is my witness, if you don't jump back in his bed.
Hello. Just heard a couple songs. First, we had David Byrne with Desconocido Soy.
Nice.
I don't know if that's how you pronounce that word.
We're a mess on the radio right now. It's okay.
Luke's dropping his phone.
Dropping.
Then we had the Marias with I Like It. And the Marias are coming to Boston this summer.
This is true.
July 19th. It's a Friday. Get your tickets. They're like $15.
Where are they playing, though?
In Brighton Music Hall.
Oh, that's a great place
to
see a show.
It's going to be so much fun. I'm so excited.
Yeah, I'm excited too.
That's the only concert I've lined up for the summer, but hopefully I'll get some more soon. And then we had Your Prime by Anderson .Paak. We actually listened to his... We should have played something off his new album.
What are you going to do?
So he's a new album, show. Ventura. And it's really good. I like it a lot more than Oxnard.
I agree.
It's much more musical, in my opinion. Much more funky.
Yeah, it's a lot more funk.
And then,
speaking of concerts coming up.
Yeah, we had Orion Sun with Monstar, a song off her album, A Collection of Fleeting Jam Moments theme. And Daydreams. And she's playing here at your very own Crane Room on Tufts Campus.
WMFO concert
on Saturday night.
Come out to that, listener out there.
Also, come see the opening acts because they're going to be also really good.
Who are the opening acts, though?
We got the Tufts Band. I don't know what the opening acts are.
Oh, you set it up?
Okay, I really set it up.
You should have said, I didn't, I don't, I forget.
I mean, I kind of forget.
I think I remember. I think Devlin et al. Is one of them.
Yep, that's one of them.
Very academic name.
So we got Sydney.
Lost Dog, is that correct?
Wow, you know all of these.
Are that all of them?
Well, not all of them. Then Sydney Gish is the last one. Oh, Sydney Gish is also not tough. She's like a real person, artist.
Tufts people are real.
They're,
sort of.
Yeah.
We're not really real.
They're real, but like...
But yeah, it's going to be fun. WMFO's concert, spring thing.
Spring thing.
Saturday night. Yep. Come see Orion's Sun. It's going to be cool. It's going to be a really good show. Going to be right here where we are broadcasting from, except below us.
Nope.
What are you talking about?
It's going to be in the Crane Room.
Oh, I'm so wrong. I'm sorry.
It's going to be up on the hill.
I forgot where the Crane Room was. I thought... Because this is Curtis...
And you're
that
wrong.
Room downstairs. I am wrong. You're right. So it's going to be up on the hill.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you for listening. This has been the BNH Family Radio Show on 91.5 FM.
WMFO.
Medford. Tufts.
Freeform Educational.
Radio. All right. We're going to end with Fear from Kendrick Lamar.
Peace.
But you have to understand this, man, that we are a cursed people. Deuteronomy 28:28 says, the Lord shall smite thee with madness and blindness and astonishment of heart. See, family, that's why you feel like you got a chip on your shoulder. Until you